Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Brooke and Grace with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, a judge rules some frontline worker vaccine mandates in Queensland to be unlawful. Justice Glenn Martin determined in court yesterday that the workplace mandates for Queensland Police Service and the Queensland Ambulance Service breached Section 58 of the Human Rights Act. The mandate referred to is the double COVID vaccine dose required to be received by QAS workers by December 2021 and the QPS workers in January 2022, respectively. While the QPS directive is found unlawful, the QAS directive is found in court to be of no effect and had no force. A QPS spokesperson says the service acknowledges the outcome and will consider their options moving forward.
Caboolture Public Transport is not keeping up with population growth. As people migrate further out of inner city suburbs to find cheaper housing, they are finding it difficult to travel without a car. About 59% of Caboolture residents own two or more cars, a higher rate than the national average. Residents in the northern Brisbane suburb have expressed their frustrations over the lack of public transport, bike paths and footpaths in the suburb. Mayor Peter Flannery says public transport has been treated like an add-on bonus. However, with Caboolture expecting around 30,000 new homes to be built in the next 40 years, public and public transport is a must.
In national news, accusations of price gouging at Coles are amplified by a recently published profit earnings. Yesterday, Coles released a presentation on the 2024 half-year results, which showed a total operations profit of $589 million after tax, which is an 8.4% decrease from last year. The Coles CEO defends the profits, saying they are required to ensure the business runs well, though noting nearly all customers are actively taking steps to reduce their grocery bills. Economist Jim Stanford questions the business model, suggesting Coles profits taking is contributing to food price inflation in Australia. He also says a 30% profit rate is unnecessary for a low-risk and predictable business like a supermarket.
The latest gender pay gap report reveals an $18,000 divide. The report released yesterday by the Workplace Gender Equality Agency reveals women are paid $18,000 less than men on average. The gap is present in many of the country's major companies, including banks, retailers, legal firms, and mines. It is shown to be exacerbated in industries where there are bonus schemes or reliance on overtime. All businesses with over 100 employees are required by law to publish their gender pay gap.
In international news, an immersive Willy Wonka-themed experience in Glasgow is cancelled after a large amount of complaints from families. Willy's Chocolate Experience charged up to £35 for tickets, equivalent to approximately $67, promising an immersive experience likened to the recent blockbuster hit Wonka. Families arrived to find a sparsely decorated warehouse with minimal props and special effects, as promised, and immediately demanded refunds, some requesting their transport costs to also be covered. Hired actors on site were told to hand the children some jelly beans and small cups of lemonade at the end of the event. The event organisers say refunds will be given to customers within the next 10 days.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy, as it's currently 26.4 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 31. There's no fire danger rating and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all for your news. For 8am, we'll be back and more at 9am. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.